This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. Let's go!
Kia ora e homa, no mai, hari mai, ko Hannah tōku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, I often make this joke off-air that, well, on-air and off-air, that a guest will be back whenever they come on That's The Ticket. But, and you'll never guess, but a friend of the show, regular guest, and generally crack-up human, Jackie Taimana, is back, and she's brought a mate who is also a friend of the show. Sandra Pace is back too. Kia ora, team. Welcome to That's The Ticket.
Kia ora. It's great to be here.
Kia ora.
Welcome back. This is the thing. I'm always like, well, you're welcome back any time, and then you guys have kind of like collabed, returned. It's like the sequel, threequel, whatever. I mean, this is like Jackie's 100th time on That's The Ticket. Sandra, this is your second shot. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. To be honest, I'm just glad I was allowed back.
Yeah.
What did you do last time?
I spoke a lot.
I mean, that's a bit of a reoccurring theme. Every kind of Tuesday I'm here, like, speaking quite a bit, a fair amount. I mean, before we went on air today, I was talking about last time Jackie was on the show with Kat the Singing Hobbit, and we made animal noises. That's kind of where we went with that.
We did.
I can't remember. It was something about Cambridge and then...
It was me because...
Horsing around.
I talked about TikTok because my name's Quack.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Jackie,
yes.
Quack. And
okay.
So, and also horsing around and champing at the bit and...
Yeah.
And all that, yep.
We got one. Still time. We'll see how many we can get, eh?
There's more where that came from.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting what we're going to land on today because we're not champing at the bit. We're going to be tickled pink.
Yes.
At a stand-up comedy night in the Beyond section of That's The Ticket, Te Ao Mutu, Regent Theatre, right?
True.
And, okay, I'm admitting something here. I've never actually been to the Regent. Don't at me. But it's a cinema, right? It's a movie theatre.
It is, yes, yep.
And so they're letting you do comedy in the cinema.
Yeah, and one of them, because they've got about three, and we're going into the 60-seater, and it's called The Empress, which is very appropriate for an all-women comedy show.
Yep.
And, yeah, we just do our own thing in there. I don't know if there's any movies running at the same time. We have been in there when there's been a movie on, and it can be a little chaotic around the bar area.
Yeah.
And the popcorn stand, but, yeah.
Okay.
It's a great lush seating place, you know, very atmospheric. The posters are really cool. It's got lots of history and very creative kind of place.
Yeah. My parents went there, I want to say recently. It was probably in like February. I don't know where we are now. But And my mum said that one of the theatres was carpeted in the same carpet as their living room. And so I'm like, I don't know if this means that you have good taste or bad taste. But, it's just my parents have got very specific, like, it's red. I don't know if it's Axminster. I feel like that's just a joke we used to make, but, like, it's red with gold on it, and it's just very loud, vibrant carpet.
Yeah.
And so whenever anyone sees it in the wild, it's always a big deal.
Yeah, and it's very plush carpet.
Yeah.
Nice seating, comfortable seating, and it's tiered seating, so you can see from the back and here. So, yeah.
Good shout. And. Yeah. So it's coming up on the 14th of May, 7:30 p.m. kickoff for this one, and more tickets and info is available at Eventfinder. So if you're driving, pull over, then sort that out. And so I think you already mentioned, Jackie, that it's a like women's comedy special. So everyone taking the stage identifies as female. How many you got for me?
Seven of us all together.
Yeehaw, it's got a full-on coven.
I know, right? Sandra Pace is going to be our closing act, so we're going to leave it up to Sandra to sort of, we're going to build up to her.
Okay.
I'm either going to end strong or bring everyone down with me. Who knows? It's me. I was going to say on the theatre thing, a lot of comedy venues are actually kind of using cinemas now, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it. It seems cool.
It's good for the audience and good for us. One, we get like a really nice spotlight stage to kind of work on. We get to see our audience, which I love.
Oh, you're one of those, aren't you?
It makes just the engagement a bit better and the crowd work. I know some people don't like crowd work.
Yeah.
But like for the audience, for the guests, they get to sit in cinema seating. They get to bring food and popcorn with them.
And so drinks. Throw it at you if they
just
feel
like
the
in
need.
Ye old medieval days. Ye is rubbish. More popcorn.
Okay, that makes me want to go over to Event Finder, buy a ticket.
Just to throw popcorn at me.
Just to be like, ye is rubbish. Like, that's it. I'm not encouraging heckling, though. Just go I mean, and be like, supportive. I'm sure that you'll be funny.
Well, oh. Not skiding or anything, but nobody's thrown any popcorn at anybody in
no,
any of
the
shows
I've
done.
No, not with the cost of living.
No, you've
got to
eat it. Yeah. That's your dinner.
Oh, it's a good snack. Okay, so we've got Sandra's the closing act.
Closing act.
Bold choice. But who else we got?
We have Sue Howard from Tauranga.
Okay.
She's amazing. She's enjoying her Karen years, she said.
Karen years. When does that kick off, asking for a mate?
I think it depends. It's an individual thing.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Some may never get there, but she drives from Tauranga to be with us, and she comes from Birmingham. She comes from the place where the heavy metal is all started. I think
okay.
It's Birmingham. Yeah. So her walk on music is always something really raunchy and heavy metal, which is
okay.
Kind of cool.
That's quite baller. I respect it.
Yeah. We also have Kat the Singing Hobbit, of course.
Oh, friend of the show.
Yes. And she's our kind of like musical act along with me.
Yeah.
And we have Shay Johansson, who is new. Comic, but she's very good, and so we're including Shay and getting her some stage time.
I mean, it's always good to have some fresh meat up there.
It's always good. Yeah, we're always happy for that.
She's young. She's one of the young ones.
Yeah,
I love young comedy coming
right.
through.
The perspective, eh? Like we want to hear the different perspectives people have. Amy Thorne, she's just come back from overseas, and she does a lot of gigs up in Auckland.
Nice.
And Charlotte is emceeing again. Charlotte Hanson is emceeing, who's had a show overseas called Loose.
Okay.
So she's going to let loose on Te Awamutu for us again. She's fabulous in that role. I went to an MC workshop recently, and I can see why now I've like got the intellectual reasons why I like Charlotte as an MC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, you've got the backstory.
Yeah, I've got the backstory.
Why you had that
feeling. I didn't really know why. I just knew that she works and it works with her. But happy to have her back on board, and I think that's everyone. Last time I didn't mention everyone, and I was kind of kicking myself, so today I came with things in front of me to make sure I didn't leave anyone out, because
that's why I asked, because I saw the amount of resource in the space, and I'm like, oh, this is ready, let's go.
Thank you.
And so
I'll just interject, because hey, you know, I'm shy. I was just going to say, there's just a little bit of comedy for everyone. So it's a bit like a chocolate box of variety. So if you like your dark comedy, Amy's got, she's right up the street for that one.
What flavour are you?
I'm more like kind of, I just tell lots of jokes about my husband.
As a chocolate,
I would probably be, that's a very good question.
That's a good one,
goodness.
Eh?
I'd probably be a Ferrero Rocher.
Really?
Yeah.
Bit
nuts
lovely.
On the outside.
But
and pretty
good
soft
on the inside.
And soft and lovely on the inside.
I think I would be a perky nana.
Cool, yes.
Yeah. I don't really have any reasoning behind it.
Just aesthetically.
Just the general vibe. And I think I quite enjoy them. So that's probably why I went for that. Jackie,
what would I be? I don't know. I think I'm chocolate all the way through. Just the good old-fashioned dairy milk,
Whittaker's surely. Yeah.
Although I don't mind a hazelnut.
Oh yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Okay.
And now we're hungry.
Great time to talk about food, guys.
No, I feel like this is the sort of chat my sister and I have often, though. Or it's like, if you were a type of crisp, what would you be?
I love that.
Yeah.
We've just upped our kind of, it's not a viewership. What would it be? It's not a
listenership.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Listenership.
But you can take that if you need it for your crowd work. It's a good conversation starter. Or often what
if you
I
could
do.
Be a fruit, what would you be?
Yeah. Or me, my sister and my mum, kia ora mum, do this thing where it's like top five fruit.
Oh, yes.
Or like top five cereals or something like that.
Yes.
And it's just, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm there for it.
Yeah, if you're bored. Because
like
obviously I'm bored right now. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, don't let us put you to sleep. I better do my little slogan thing soon, I think. My song.
Poem. Okay. This is the thing, guys. Not one person asks, but Jackie's like, I performed last time. So I prepared something else. We'll get
just
to that.
Case.
We'll
yeah.
get to that. But I feel like I need to circle back to the Tickled Pink stand-up night.
Yes.
So you got a great lineup.
Yes.
Seven comedians.
Yep.
Now, I feel like last time we were on the show, we had talked about this one got mentioned briefly, did it?
Yes, it did. It did. Because I knew about it then. It was booked then.
Yeah. And so did you come up with the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm such a name dropper.
Yeah, because I always ask about the names because you always have really good names.
Yes. Well, thank you. I hope this stays within that context and ended up with the others.
Yeah. Because this isn't your first time doing a like all female comedy special. You had one that was something fire.
Yep. Stoke My Fire My Fire. I had these two matching ones. Yeah. One was in Auckland. One was down here in Te Awamutu.
Is this one likely to go anywhere else or no?
I haven't got plans for it, but like it could, because we all know each other and we like working together, so there's every chance that the same group will end up somewhere else at some stage. Yeah, nothing booked at this point, but yeah, always on the lookout for something new in a different town.
I mean, it's good that you're kind of keeping up with it, to be honest. I mean, this is kind of the reoccurring theme every time you're on That's the Ticket, is we're talking about one thing, but you've like, actually, I've got 16 other shows like kind of coming
bubbling
up.
Bubbling away in the background.
And so, I mean, this is the thing with you, is like you're always in the shows or like in some capacity, but then you're also kind of like producing the stuff as well.
That's right. And I'm going out to Te Awamutu tomorrow to meet with the sound tech at the theatre just to check out how the mic situation, because I want to use the air equipment. It's much easier for me than taking my whole PA system out there and wheeling in speakers and stuff.
Of course you have a whole PA.
Yeah. It's just a little one for like band stuff, but but you know, it can be used for comedy. But so I'm going out to make sure that we can have things like the walk-on music, you know, any backing tracks people need played, or and also the background music. For me, it's important when people are coming and that there's some kind of upbeat music happening, and then there's something going on in the break, some music going. So just to make all that work, I'm going in tomorrow to have a sort of a meeting and a look around, and anything that I need to bring, I'll bring so that I'm ready, and just try to be sort of convenient, because we might be running up and down to the little room, the projection room at the top. That's where they kind of run the sound, you know. So that's kind of fancy.
Yeah.
But having said that, I'm on kind of first, like I'm the first act up. So that means once I'm done, I'm free to go and do the sound for everyone else. So, that should work. But if I need to bring anything from home, I better make sure I've got it, because it's a long way too.
It is a long way.
Yeah. I was going to say, Jackie's kind of a trailblazer for us female comics. It's probably no one else that actually has specific like a mindset just to kind of bring all our ladies together.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're in the Waikato and you don't want to travel all the way to Auckland, those comics are the ones that she kind of contacts and come down and do these venues in Cambridge, Te Awamutu, Tauranga, and kind of you get the exposure. It's so, so good. So I don't know what we'd do without you.
Well, it's what we need, you know, and I guess it's what I need as well. It's always good when, you know, everyone wins in a situation like that, and it's not a case of, you know, I don't feel like I'm, you know, working too hard or anything. It's all stuff I'm happy to do, because, yeah, we need it. The only way any comic gets better is by being on stage and doing it.
I mean, well said. I do want to bring up something that we talked about before we went on air today, because I'm cheeky like that. And this kind of ties into you talking about if, you know, the only way comics can get better is if they keep doing it. But I was today years old when I learned that you guys film your performances so you can watch it back.
Yeah. Very important thing to do. Just bring a tripod and pop it on. And then even though, like we were saying, it's quite hard sometimes to watch yourself back.
Yeah.
You can't go back and fix anything that you didn't do well.
And it's like, I think I'm funny, but I know that if I watch myself back, because when I'm in the moment, I'm like, oh, I'm being real funny. Like, everyone thinks I'm funny. And then I watch it back and I'll be like, nah, man.
No one likes watching themselves back. No one likes the way they sound. Yeah, I don't really sound like that, do I?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with most professions. Like, if you have a professional dancer, they will film themselves dancing to see where they can improve. And it's the same with comics, because we're generally, here's a bit of a trade secret, boys and girls, we tend to kind of trial the same set quite a few times, because you can't rely on one audience reaction to kind of define how it goes.
No, it's not one and done, is it?
Yeah,
no.
So you've got to go back, you've got to work out, is it the way I framed the joke, or is it just the audience that day that weren't vibing with it, and do it three or four times and basically work out from that where it sits. And if you don't get any good response for any of those times, it's pretty clear you need to write another joke.
Okay. Yeah. So I feel like future, because I'm sure you'll both be back, I'm like, next time it's like, bring your best joke that bombed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that'll
okay.
be a good segment.
Yeah, we call it in the trade your darling.
Your darling. Okay.
Yeah, right. So they say kill your darlings in the trades.
Oh, yes.
I went on a comedy course, and that was a very key line that stayed with me from a fantastic comedian, Neil Thornton, in Wellington. And he said, "You've got to be free to kill your darlings." If you've got a joke that you think is the most amazing joke in the world and no one ever, ever, ever laughs at it, but you love it so much, there's a certain point in time where you have to kill the darling.
Oh, okay. I mean, well said, well reasoned.
Yeah, it is reasoned out, but it is hard. I guess it's the same with music too. Like, it's like me putting my tracks out on Spotify, and there's like some of them don't get much love, and I think they're great songs, but other ones have really risen to the top, and it can be a little bit surprising. Like, okay, but whatever, that's what you do. You put it all out there, and you try, and you see what comes back, and you then you move forward from that going, okay, well, these types of things worked really well for me, so I'm going to do more of that in the future.
Well, you know what's worked really well for me on That's the Ticket? It's playing your songs.
Yeah, it's worked well for me.
I do have one lined up. Yena is the name of the song. FYI, it just sounded like I was ending the sentence. But you also bought a poem. So do we want to do the poem now and then segue into the song?
Yes, why not?
All right.
Let's be all about me for 5 minutes.
Let's go. Do you need a warm-up? I don't know what the process is.
This is my warm-up, putting that in front of me.
Okay. Right.
This is brand new, by the way, so first heard here ever.
Oh, my goodness me.
And, right, are we ready? Shall I begin?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's based on slogans, advertising slogans, from the 80s, 90s, all the way through to now, really.
Okay.
So Kiwi ones mostly, but there's some other ones in there, you'll notice.
Let's go.
All right. I've got that feel alive flavour. I added life with Coke. I'm sure to rise, moist and baked. You can't beat a trumpet, but you can beat a grumpy old bloke. Monique says you're dumb, but I'll have your ghost chips. World famous in New Zealand with our reduced milk and onion dips. 'Cause you are the men from down on the farm, you really know your cheese. Togs, 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 undies. That voicemail though, bugger. How did it go? Dear John, oh how I hate to write. Dear John, you might need a 3 p.m. pick me up at 5:20. It's the pick of the crop, from our family to yours. Everyone gets a bargain, but there are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's Dinsdale Dollar Dealers.
Oh my God.
Good things take time, and diamonds are forever. The best a man can get. I'm loving it. I'm worth it. So, baby, let's just do it. 'Cause it's gonna hit you. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, for the fruit juice.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Not bad. Not bad.
Cheers. I hope some of them clicked, like that you might have remembered hearing them, but they are pretty
young,
old.
Guys. I'm not.
You're not
that
as young,
young
as you seem, or yeah, look.
Yeah, yeah.
Or,
yeah, okay. I recently turned the same age as the Chiefs Rugby Club and the Meteor Theatre, which were both established in 1996.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone's surprised. They're like, oh, my gosh, we thought you were 21, Hannah.
You're one of those people maybe that's always going to be 21 at heart.
Yeah. But question with this, because we just got, like, the debut.
Yeah.
Is this going to be woven into your sets?
Yes, I'm going to do this one along with some other of my new little parodies.
And okay.
I've popped another one out on TikTok. This one's called Big Flick.
Okay.
All about a gaslighter.
Okay, yeehaw. Far out.
I see you did there.
Yeah. No,
thanks.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, dear listeners, if you're not sick of Jackie, no, I'm kidding. No, but I've got Yena, and this is from your Statues of Liberty album. Remind me when that one came out.
Oh, 2019.
That's a little
They're a band. They're a band that we supported. My grandmother band, blues band.
Okay.
They're an Aussie rock band.
Aussie rock band?
Yeah, Aussie blues rock, yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Is there any genre you can't do this at this point in time?
There's not many that I wouldn't really, that I haven't tackled, but it is mostly roots music, like, you know, it stems from, say, reggae, country, blues, rock.
Yeah.
Not so much rap, not so much.
Not with that attitude, mate.
Little bit of electronica. yeah, exactly. A little bit of pop. I've got a new one coming out too, by the way, while we're on this sort of topic.
Yeah, mine as well.
Yep, Waimarie Ana. It's coming out at the end of May. I'm sending it here to Free FM as part of, you know, like my usual mail out to everyone kind of thing.
Like,
so it will might come through to you.
I'm sure it will.
It's all in te reo and it's an upbeat kind of dancey song, but the purpose of it was to have some phrases in there that I could repeat and learn so that I could use Māori a little bit more confidently. And so all of my songs, if they have Māori in them, are really from a learner to a learner, not as an expert to a learner, because I'm not fluent. And I got adopted out as a baby, so I'm kind of learning as I go. And it's kind of, it's a personal journey as well for me, but I'm not doing it as an expert.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean, rawe, respect it. And rehiko, let's go. And here's Yena.
So I'm standing in a small room, God knows where, and I say to the man, hey, look up there, that clock is stuck 1 minute to midnight, that's not the time. And he says, you're right, that there is my doomsday clock. I've got the key if you've got the lock. And if you lie down here with me, I'll gladly pick your cherry tree. You know, I know we're united. I wish I was not invited. Here, he said, have your cake and eat it. Then what he said, I can't repeat it. I say, no, you are mistaken. Did I say oink? Cause I'm not bacon. Count it up now, 1, 2, 3. I know where I meant to be. Nail me, nail me, don't care. To compromise. This is how I see the picture. You won't win because I won't let you. He thinks that he's got me thinking, but I'm a witch and his head is shrinking. Get the feeling I'm not buying. Might tell fibs, but I'm not lying. Count it up now, 1, 2, 3. I know where I meant to be. Nail me, nail me, don't care. My destination, bored with this procrastination, blowing bubbles to pass the time, when that hand will be in mine. Here's my whistle, you can wet it, do it so you don't forget it. Next up, my prophecy, the lion man you can't see. Thank you for the stuff you gave me, but only Hercules can save me. Count it up now, 1, 2, 3, I know where I'm meant to be. Nail me, I don't care.
Yeah, no, not too bad. That was a song from Jackie Taimana, friend of the show, local comedian, creative, just general good sort. always a pleasure playing your music on That's the Ticket, sis. And if you were paying attention before that song break, she's got a new track coming at the end of May, so stay tuned for that because you know I'm going to talk about it at some point. Sandra Pace is also here. What are you doing? You haven't released any new music.
Yeah, I don't do as much as Jackie.
Oh, come on. You've been busy bee all over the show.
Yeah, I've just come back from Melbourne. I did Melbourne Comedy Fest.
Yes, because last time you were here, you were about to embark with your new show. And was that what you were taking on tour?
That's the end, the closure. So you haven't seen it. Too bad. You'll have to wait for the special. I'm going to try and get it taped and put on YouTube.
Okay.
Can I announce that? I don't know if I can mention other things.
It's all right. It's just between us.
On a platform. Fine. A certain platform.
That shall not be named.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Tubular.
Tubular yowl.
But how'd the tour go?
Melbourne. I came up very humbled from Melbourne, like most other comedians who went there. It was really hard selling tickets.
Yeah.
My mum laughed a lot. She loves.
Oh, good.
She loves basking in my failure.
I mean, I'm glad that your mum had a good time because your mum was kind of a focal point of the show.
Yeah, the whole show's about her, and it was great because actually what we added into the show. So I did the whole show for a year, toured it around for a year.
Yeah.
That was the culmination of the year's work, and it got to the point where my mum actually made it onto the show.
Great.
There's a segment at the end of my show called Ask My Mum Anything. And so people would put their questions in at the beginning of the show and then we would live call London at the end of the night. And like I told her to stay home, but it never happened. Like she was like, I'm on a bus or something like this. So she'd answer questions on a bus or she'd say, oh, you know, I work on a Saturday. I'm not going to wait around for you to do your comedy and phone me up. And I'm like, with the massive audience there with their questions.
Oh, my gosh. But that kind of makes it better, to be honest.
She was absolutely amazing. Like, I had a lot of feedback from people going, your mum's great. She's so funny. And then I'd be like, what about the 50 minutes of talking I did before that?
What about your mum? Oh, yeah, she stole your thunder.
She stole the show. Yeah. And I'm very great. graciously move aside for that because she is just naturally funny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple doesn't fall that far from the tree.
You got it from somewhere.
I think I got it from her.
That's cool.
But she just manages, I think probably part of the thing is she's got English as a second language.
Yeah.
So that brings a natural funniness to it. I mean, one of the clean things that
isn't
she's
there. Isn't she just like a savage as well?
Yeah, she's very kind of, I think most of us will have parents, I don't know if you do, but I've got a parent who grew up very poor, and so everything's very brutally honest. Yeah. She hasn't got time for fluffing stuff or for, you know, kind of making you feel good about something. It's just like that's, yeah.
Like give it some straight, don't sugarcoat it.
But some of the clean questions that she got asked, like there was a lady in her 80s who I did a show in Tauranga, a lady in her 80s put through the question, I'm in my 80s, what advice would you give to someone in their 80s year of life? What kind of advice would you give them to have a good life? And so my mum said, and she's Portuguese, so you've got to imagine the very, very strong Portuguese accent. You know, she talks like this, okay?
Yeah, okay.
She said, well, okay, I think when you're to your 80, so you need to have a good time and enjoy your life. You haven't got long left, you know? And it was, the lady was thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I made a little hole for myself in the grounds. And
nice.
But it was just the great thing about the show is every night you didn't know. Like my mum would phone me and go, my darling, you've got to let me know what the questions are beforehand because I have no idea what to say. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the show.
I know when you know, Mum. Right. I know when you know. And then she would just never be home. Like, she'd be constantly
out and about.
I mean,
she's very energetic. Like,
she must be.
She's taking her own advice and, like, living her best life.
She is. And she's, like, retired, but she still takes on, like, really underpaid cleaning jobs because it just gets her out of the house. So she's got these very rich people who, like, take advantage, but she knows full well that she's not getting paid enough, but she just gets to use her free bus pass, free travel card. She just gets out the house for the day.
Okay, so cool.
She's good value.
Yeah,
she sounds like it. And so now that the show is wrapped up, are we testing out any new jokes or comedy at the Tickled Pink stand-up night?
So what I'm going to be testing out, because Tickled Pink for me is all about kind of comedy from a female lens for me. So there's a lot of material there in terms of my relationships with my husband, with the male figures in our family and in my family. There's a lot of new stuff that I'm trialing because I'm currently writing a new show that's going to, and I'm not quite sure what the title's going to be. It's one of two titles. I don't know whether you guys can kind of tell me what you think. So it's either going to be called Fur Coat No Knickers.
Okay, classic.
Or Sandra Pace Can't Have Nice Things. Which is a basic, it's a little bit of a tale on like how I buy things that are really nice. So I do really good nice things and then I always manage to either put my foot in my mouth or break something that I've spent $2,000 on. You know, it's that kind of concept that I'm always having mishaps and learning from those things.
Just stop doing that.
Don't go out.
Just don't. No.
I think a lot of people would relate to that second title.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. The first one could err on the side of sort of adult entertainment kind of expectations. You don't want people coming in to expect you to...
not ready for that.
To
no.
do, you know, cabaret.
I was thinking that first title might go for like a women's group or something to all come together and obviously keep their jackets on, but, you know, tell jokes within that vibe of... Because the whole concept of fur coat, no knickers, which is a phrase I heard very recently and fell in love with it. I've never heard it before. I don't know whether it's a Kiwi thing, but it was amazing. And it's so visual to me because... and then what it kind of connotes is those people in life who have... are a bit like Kardashians who want all the best things but then they don't even manage to afford the basics, you know?
Oh, right.
That kind of concept that you are extravagant with everything else in your life but you haven't even got your simple stuff sorted.
Okay.
It's that kind of vibe.
Right.
All right, that makes sense now. With that. I mean, I think my vote's Sandra Pace Can't Have Nice Things.
Yeah. And then I can do one of those very kind of, you know, like poetic pictures with a comedian just kind of having a thought bubble or...
Yeah.
Or like an angry face.
Yeah.
I think it's just I like the idea of you not having nice things. No, I'm kidding.
I bought a brand new phone and then on my way to buy the hard case, the life-proof case, I dropped the phone. Which is the irony of my life.
Oh, you know,
I didn't even manage to... It was on the same day I bought it. I just came out the phone...
Keep it in the box it comes with. Yeah, go get the case. So get exciting. Someone else to put it in the case. Oh. Then put it back in the box. Go home.
Yeah.
That's the new process.
This is the amount of wraparound I need in my life.
Oh, my God. So
that's what I'm trying to say. That's not normal.
it's good to buy the cover at the place and get them to put everything on for you, like the screen protect and all those fussy things, you know.
But then I've also got my mum's brain in that I'm really frugal.
So oh, right. You want to check the deal.
I need to go somewhere else so I can get a real cheap knockoff of the Lifeproof case.
I see, right.
And then shot myself in the foot.
Yeah, okay. The win from this is like good comedy material. I think Excellent. That's what it all comes back
totally.
To.
May I interject that it reminds me of my solo show, which was The Coming Second, and that was all about being a failure in life and being on the B team and all that, the B hockey team and getting, you know, B grades. And
well, that was the song you performed last summer you're on.
Let It Be.
Let It Be, yes. Got a lot of good reviews from that.
Oh, yeah.
Including from Uncle Rick of Rick's Pick. He thought you guys sounded great.
Oh, fantastic. And nice harmonies together,
Legit. And to the point where, thanks to Free FM, the show gets repeated sometimes. And I told him, he's like, oh, well, if you want to listen to it again, you can tune in on this day. And he's like, I think I will just for the song because he really liked it.
Oh, that's really cool. I actually listened to the full podcast as this time, which, you know, sometimes we try to get away with not really listening back in case we sounded silly or terrible. But no, I was proud of it. I thought it was really good. I thought Kat and I both did really well on that and appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, I mean, any time. So, Sandra, that's what you have to live up to as the B guest today.
I also listened to mine.
Oh, did you?
I did. I listened to it and I sent it to London. For my family to listen to. I was like, look, it's me on the radio.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Did they?
It's cool, eh?
My mum didn't. No.
Okay, sure.
She's not listening to that. I've got things to do.
My mum listens every week, every Tuesday. She's listening.
I will give my mum your mum's number and they can chat about how to be good. Just give us some advice on how to be a good, supportive parent.
I'm sure my mum will adopt you. She's everyone's mum. Her nickname on the street is Mama Mooney.
Oh, nice. Mama Mooney.
Yeah,
love
it. She's great. But I'll circle back to Uncle Rick because we better get his pick in because, you know, it's a key segment on the show.
True.
And you guys will both probably be familiar with this, but I will explain it to the masses anyway. So it's time for Rick's pick, and how this works is, as I've mentioned, I have an Uncle Rick, and he's a great listener of radio, great listener of music. And when I started That's the Ticket, what number episode are you guys? 260, congrats.
Woo, yes.
260 episodes ago, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and every week you can pick a song from the list and play Rick's pick. And every week I have, and now not one person asks, but I try and pick a song that's on theme with the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And I've gone for a Queen song. Ooh. It's called Calling All Girls because the girls... B, Tickled Pink, women's comedy special coming to the Regent Theatre near you in Te Ao Mutu this May. More info on tickets available at Eventfinder. Pull over if you're driving. Yeehaw. So, Uncle Rick, as always, thank you for your pick. And I might have to give this one a shout out to my mum because we've been talking about her a bit, but she also loves Queen, so I feel like
you can
Mama
melt
Mooney,
those together.
Let's go.
You can share this one, Uncle Rick, but enjoy, mate.
Message for you.
that was this week's Rick's pick. Fitting pick, Calling All the Girls by Queen, because I've got a couple of girls on that's the ticket ahead of the Tickled Pink female comedy special coming to the Regent Theatre in Te Awamutu. I'm just looking at your show date and not reading my notes.
Wait, May the 14th, 7:30 p.m.
There we go. More info on tickets available now at Eventfinder. And I'm going to do, seeing as we're in the kind of last voice break, if you will, and you guys kind of drop some bombs as dramatic, but
opened up a little.
Yeah, opened it up a little.
Is there another
bit.
Animal noise we can attribute to that?
Yeah, off you go, Jackie. Okay, that wasn't what I was expecting, but you're welcome to it. But no, you guys had some shout-outs that you wanted to do in this last voice break, so hit me.
Oh, yeah, so I was just going to say for all those lovely men out there, well, this comedy show is for men as well, if you want to bring your lovely lady along. A lot of the comedy is going to be on the female lens, but it doesn't mean that you won't relate to it as well.
It's probably going to be educational, to be honest.
Yeah, come on down and, you know, be better.
The G-Spot song's educational.
Oh, I love it. It is my favourite song, hands down, is.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
That's the first time I think I had you on That's the Ticket. You talked about that song.
Right, yep. It's because I make stickers as well and hand them out to everybody.
Yes, you gave me some of the stickers.
Oh, there we go, yeah. And it's got it work. Somebody in Auckland said, I've got one of those. And I was like, oh, yay, it's working.
I mean, I put it on my notebook and then someone asked me about it. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't think about how I'd then have to explain it.
Just sing it. Sing the song.
Well, I mean, look, I'm here to talk about music. Play Jackie's music exclusively on that particular.
You are a little bit. But maybe not songs about that type of topic. We've got to be a little bit wary, don't we?
Well, I was going to say for all the lads out there, like, there is a certain special day this weekend that you should all know about, Mother's Day. So I was going to say, if anyone's tired of just buying their mother a lotto ticket, which is very passé these days, they could get her a ticket to this wonderful show.
Yeah.
And then she's got time to pick an outfit, you know.
And get her friends along as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's make a night of it. A gaggle. What do you call a group of girls? A giggle of girls or a gaggle of girls?
Coven. I've brought that joke back from the top of the show. But, I mean, I have a kind of mantra or philosophy where it's mums always get them for free. And so I will, I just take my mum to events and we have a good time. And I'm just kind of like, mums always get them for free.
Well, we can't really offer that, but what we can do, my mum can come in for free because she's passed away. But she can float
she
in
can
without
anywhere.
Her body. But, but we do have discounts for senior citizens. Okay. So if anybody has like an elderly mum or a grandmother, they'll come in at a discount price.
Also,
and there's also
if you
students.
Pay for the ticket, technically they are coming for free.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
As
that's
a gift,
my whole
they
thing.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you mean. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll write you out.
No, they gave birth to you guys. Come on, get them a ticket.
Yeah, legit. and I think with the kind of lineup that you've got, and especially with you two, you're going to be covering a lot of ground that I think is going to be relatable content. And are you still comfortable with sharing this one on air?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, who wants to take it, or is it my job?
Your job. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, these guys both revealed in that song break that you're actually both cancer survivors and types of cancer that predominantly impact women. So we've got a breast cancer survivor and a cervical cancer survivor.
Yep.
SHOT team.
Yeah. Amazing, eh? Here we are.
And you guys mentioned that some of your content has jokes to do with that experience.
Yeah, I always say that, like, I always say I'm never going to make a joke that's going to talk about cancer being funny, because we all know it isn't.
No.
But the situations around it can be hilarious, and I've definitely got some of those. There's always going to be relatable content.
For
sure. I mean, like, essentially what we're talking about as female comics is anything relatable, relationships, and our bodies just feature in that to some extent, you know, whether it's getting illness or how we deal with childbirth or how we deal with, you know,
screening, being screened. For things.
Absolutely.
You're really putting your bodies on the line for art, team.
Yeah, when you stand up in front of a whole lot of drunken people or something like that at a crazy bar, you take your life in your hands. But you do have the microphone, you're usually above people, so you have a few advantages.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Is there anything else we want to plug? Any other gigs that you want to plug that are coming up before I get into my last segment, which is our other upcoming event?
I would love to. There is something very exciting in my future, which, you know, I've kind of signed like a non-official NDA for. So that's all I can say, which makes me sound very ooh-la-la. But I have a potential opening for someone big.
Congrats.
Yeah, bigger than me? Who would that be? Surely that's not possible, we hear you say. But, you know, it's
not one person in the studio questioned it. No,
because you stand at four. How five?
Yeah. Just 5 foot.
Five, okay. Just on the dot.
All right.
Amazing.
I mean, you're still taller than Kat.
True.
It's funny. No, I'm not actually. This is a whole other show. I had my legs lengthened when I was 21.
We talked about this.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, I'm fake tall.
Oh, okay.
But I love the reaction when people tell me I'm short, and then I tell them I've had my legs lengthened 4 inches. And the guys always have a different reaction to that than the girls, obviously, because you're talking inches, and they're like, "What?"
Yeah.
They can relate.
Everyone kind of does that double down where they're like, "Oh."
I have told so many people that story. When you share on that sticker, I'm like, this belongs to me now. But, I mean, it's a great origin story.
I love that that's an origin story. Yeah. Like, I'm now a Marvel character.
Legit.
I've never met anyone who's had their legs extended before. I find that quite
the biggest
horrifying
in true comedy fashion. I remember getting the surgery and I was in hospital and they were showing the film Gattaca. Anyone who's watched Gattaca has a guy in that in the film who gets his legs lengthened also. So I'm there kind of watching.
Oh,
but
wow.
His takes the space of a week because it's in the future. And I'm there sat in hospital with the next year of my life kind of signaled out for me. And I was like, this is just sweet.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, you made your choice.
I made my choice. It was your choice.
Live,
laugh, like it. Jackie, do you have any gigs that you need to plug?
No, actually, I've got this one, and then I'm just probably going to pop up to Auckland a couple of times and jump on the late night Saturday show and just do a wee
bit
there, just to keep things rolling.
Cool.
And also hopefully see some international comedy that's coming to us.
Didn't you do a gig in Hamilton Gardens recently?
I did. I did like a family one with children's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Sister's got range, eh? Okay,
threatening. It's very threatening.
I'm sure you'll be back, I have no doubt. But here's some of the other cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa and beyond in the not-so-distant future. So in case you haven't heard, the Tickled Pink stand-up comedy night is running at the Regent Theatre in Te Awamutu on the 14th of May. 7:30pm show with more info and tickets available at Eventfinder. Over at the Meteor, they have Next to Normal running from the 1st to the 9th of May with 7:30pm shows and a 2pm matinee on the 3rd of May. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. Over at the BNZ Theatre, the Groove Museum is coming up on the 30th of April. More info on tickets at bnztheatre.co.nz. And then Clarence Street Theatre has Indian Ink back with Balloon Dog and on the 21st and 22nd of May. More info on tickets at Ticketek. And then Friends of the Show, Hamilton Musical Theatre, have Avenue Q running from the 16th to the 13th of May. More info on tickets at iTicket. Are you a fan of Avenue Q, mate?
Such a fan.
You're cheering. Have you got your tickets?
Whoop, whoop. I haven't. I need to try and wrangle.
You should.
Yeah, I need to grab a group together.
I've got my tickets. No.
When we're off air, you tell me when you're going.
I'm taking my mum.
You're taking your mum to Avenue Q?
Yeah.
Far out.
We actually worked on it a few years ago. I think it was 2014. I was like 18 years old and we worked backstage on Avenue Q and it was educational.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's a really good entry musical theatre for people who aren't fans of musical theatre because it's like Sesame Street for adults. It's so good, so
that
funny.
Sounds like something I could enjoy.
Yeah, get amongst it. As I said, more info on tickets available now at iTicket or just head over to the Rivoli Theatre website. And then I've got a Hannah pick to play us out.
Woo-hoo,
and again, I'm doing that thing where I like try and go on theme. It's pretty basic, but because we've been talking about the Tickled Pink comedy night, I've gone for a song by Chapel Roan called Pink Pony Club.
Love it.
Because, like, it's a banger. Woo-hoo. Pink is in the title. Like, you know, joke writes itself. I'm not going to try and be funny when I got two comedians in the studio. But thanks to both of you for coming in and break a leg. That means something positive. It's not me doing some weird threat/joke towards Sandra because she's already had a lot of leg trauma. Yeah. But all the best. And to thank my lovely you. Listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, enjoy some Chapel Roan, fam.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.